It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2053, recorded Thursday, August 14th, 2025. What the neck is it? On this episode of the GizWiz, Dickie D has some new products from the Media Holiday Gift Guide event and Toy Insider Sweet Sweet. Plus, I have another disco gadget all coming up next on The GizWiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
Oh, and here he is, the vibes guy of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing very good. I'll tell you about that later.
Excellent.
I'll talk about that later. Excellent. I have an excitement for life right now. A newfound. I'll tell you about it in a moment. Anyway, what happened this last week with you? What's up?
Let's see. Oh, I have one thing is we went to the warehouse and there were all new people there. And
because it's changing hands,
it's changing hands. And I don't know about the rates, but one thing was great. Under Sophia, it was open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and half a day on Saturday. So when we approached yesterday, the woman there said, these hours that we just put on the door will start tomorrow, Friday.
Mm.
And now take a peek.
8
a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday. And you can get in Saturday and Sunday.
Not even a half day, up until 6 p.m.
Yeah. And Storage Post is the outfit that has taken over the warehouse.
I believe that is a chain. Is that a national chain? I think I've seen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's national. I know that they have a lot of storage areas in the city.
All right. So very cool. So are you? I forget now. Are you keeping it? Or are you moving everything out? Are you gonna
test the waters with
the new?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'm going to test the waters with the new management because we've been emptying stuff for 3 months now, and now you can walk inside my room, so it's getting there.
Now you're like, wow, it's way more useful that I've worked on it for 3 months.
Yes,
it's kind of nice. Exactly. Yeah, okay.
So if I clear out a little more, I rent it as a room now that people can go in and out 7 days a week.
That's great. Okay, yeah, cool. So, very cool.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. And your good news?
My good news, it is not really personal good news, but I am personally excited about it. Monday, out of nowhere, the New Heights podcast, which is, in my world, the podcast that has Taylor Swift's boyfriend on it.
Oh.
They tweeted out a teaser image that had a silhouette that looked very much like Taylor. And then fast forward to Wednesday, she announced her new album on the podcast. That was just last night. So that is what I was talking about. That is my newfound passion for life is... it'll be out October 3rd. So that's just it. Okay. There's a new.
Boy, now that is a fan.
Breaking news. Yeah. Just last night, the new Taylor Swift album will be coming out October 3rd. Just for all the people who needed the update.
Yeah. I saw somewhere, I think 5 million people downloaded that podcast.
So it had, on YouTube, as the podcast released, they have a premiere feature. And so lots of podcasts kind of do this so that everybody, the fans can all tune in at the same time. And it plays basically one time through in real time. And then after it's streamed, basically the premiere, then it publishes as a video. So other big podcasts also do this. So you can kind of compare numbers. The highest concurrent on, I think it was the Trump podcast with Rogan, was under a million. It was like, I think at 800,000. Okay. Hers, I think, was at 1.1 million. So it is by far the most premiered podcast at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I looked earlier today. It had 8 million. I'm sure I can refresh it again, and it'll, here, I can go refresh that. And it's less than 24 hours old, and it already has just an absurd amount of views. Let's see, I have the link here. It is currently sitting at 12 million views.
Oh my.
12 million views. Scooter X is sharing the link of the album will be called The Life of a Showgirl. The Life of a Showgirl.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be a look, the inspiration is while she was doing the Eras tour, a behind the scenes look will be lyrical inspiration. So very excited about it. Just wanted to share some breaking news that is in my life. Let's get into some gadgetry, shall we?
Okay, let's do it. Let's just jump in. Here's some from the new product show.
Oh boy, Hamilton Beach. We're going to find out what's going on. Anna's going to show us the new stuff.
Yes, so this is the newest of our Flex Brew line. You can do a single serve of coffee, or you can do a full carafe, and it's insulated, so it keeps it nice and warm. You can use your own grounds if you prefer, or you can also use product.
And K-cups too?
Yep, right here. Oh. So very versatile, very convenient. It has auto brew, so you can wake up to a fresh cup of coffee without having to do it in the morning if you're tired.
And what's the price point on this?
This is around $120.
$120?
Yes.
And coming now?
It's September. Yes.
Oh,
and
then, this is weird.
This is a little sneak peek. This comes out in October. So this is our sandwich stacker. So you can put a piece of bread here. And then this is a hot plate. So you can, you know, crack an egg. You can do some meat, some cheese, some veggies.
Interesting.
Whatever you like. And then put your next slice of bread here. Close it. Press start. And then once the timer goes off, open it back up. And it goes down just like that.
This is like a different version of the muffin maker.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
So this,
I'm glad you said that.
That came out around 2013. And so we've expanded it quite literally because that one is much smaller than
I like this. You could use just sandwich bread.
$50, so great price point.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
yes. And then this right here is our indoor grill with hot and cold smoke infusion. So you can put wood chips in here for smoking. And it's in smoke mode, so it's up high. You close it up, let it do its thing. And then once it's done and you want a good sear on your meat or your veggies, you just slide it down like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yes, and this is available.
What did you say went in here?
You put wood chips in here for smoking. Mm-hmm. And then this is in the 170 range and available now.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
You know what? I don't understand how that smoking works. You put wood chips in that?
Yes, yes. So Traeger is kind of famous for it, but you can buy wood chips of different types of wood, cedar, you know, hickory. I don't know all the types of wood. I'm not really a smoker, but you buy basically pre-made chips that are uniform in size. And so you can add them into the machine and it'll burn them and create that smoke.
They actually burn, mm-hmm. and the smoke fills the grill with the cover on. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. Now, Traeger is famous for having an auger that will kind of maintain the heat level, and it kind of like pushes the wood chips in to kind of maintain all that. This is really cool. First, what are those type of bagels? The French, that aren't quite
the English
English muffin. Yeah, there you go. English muffin type maker was exactly what came to mind.
Yes, I have one of the current ones. I think she said the current one came out in 2015, so it's 10 years later. I asked her, I said, this is great for making grilled cheese. But the thing is, have you ever used the little one?
Yeah, I used it like once or twice, not a lot.
Yeah,
not
okay.
every day. But
what I wonder about is you scramble the egg in the round one, and then when you open those little drawers, everything falls down, mm-hmm. and you have a great egg McMuffin. But your egg is going to be square.
Right.
You use this. I guess it's just going to overhang an English muffin, but it'll work out good if you have bread in there.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that you couldn't quite, you had to like pre-scramble it and then put it in, or it worked a little better if you just cracked it in, because then it would like kind of stay, because the seal wasn't perfect, so it could like leak out. So, yeah, it would definitely make a square egg if you did that, which would look a little
And we've been
funky.
Called that a lot of times. So
putting a square egg in a round egg in a square hole. I don't know.
Hole. And the other thing I thought was good, because when I went on Amazon to look at a picture of that coffee pot, I thought, oh, yeah, I'm glad. Yes. First of all, it's under $100 on Amazon. She said mm-hmm. it was $120. And I was going to say, wait a minute. This looks totally different. The water, the 60-ounce water reservoir, it can hook up in the back or it can hook up to the side. Because I thought,
is that what it's saying? This or this?
Isn't this clever?
Oh, so depending on how your countertop is, if you have a lot of depth, you could stick it in there and make it thin. Or if you have a lot of width, you could set it on the side and have it a little bit easier to access.
Yeah.
That's so a cool that's little.
Yeah.
I like that feature a lot. A lot.
And the water reservoir works for the K-cups or the carafe, which is another nice feature.
Yeah.
I think it's a very clever. I think $100 is decent for.
I agree. Yeah. I completely agree. That's really, really interesting. And then, of course, we have the last one, the smoke,
yes.
the cold smoke infuser, and just a grill, which is fantastic.
And a two level grill. I didn't quite get that. She said if you're doing something indoors, you lower the grill.
Oh, I think that it was so if you're smoking something, you don't really need it on the grill, right? So you can raise it grill.
Okay.
And then it would, smoke the stuff. So like cheese, right? You don't want to put it
Okay.
Low temperature. Oh, with the grid up or hot smoke.
With the grid up?
Okay. Oh, yeah, so you could do hot. I guess it's just saying you could do cold smoke. I guess I don't know what cold smoke is. But yeah, anyway, with the grill up, it would just make sure that it's not touching those hot elements.
Yeah. So that little place where you put the wood chips, that must heat up all on its own, that you could put cheese in there and the cheese wouldn't melt, but would just become smoky.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Pretty neat.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, those are all, Hamilton Beach, a name very well known in the kitchen area. I mean, they make almost every single type of product under the sun. Three brand new products I've never seen from them. That is a big deal. So, yeah, I really like the Flex Brew. I really like the Sandwich Maker, mostly because I'm not someone who buys English muffins that often.
And
if I'm going to have that device on my counter, I'd rather it be able to be used with sandwich bread, which is kind of cool.
Okay, that is a October release. The other two have been released already.
Very, very neat. Okie dokie, shall we?
Okay, we're running over to Sweet Sweet to talk about Sharpie.
Ooh.
So I see a booth named Sharpie, and I'm thinking, I use Sharpies all the time to sign Mads. So what is Sharpie doing here?
We are here.
Christian's going to tell us. Go ahead.
We're here sharing our brand new creative marker. This is a marker that just launched last year. It's got paint like ink, but with the control of a marker, it works on any surface and it does not bleed through paper.
Oh.
So try it out. See what you think. The colors layer really beautifully.
Okay.
So let's see what you got.
It's like a paint
let's see.
Sharpie.
I picked, you could pick what you wanted. I picked a cowbell.
Nice.
Fortunately,
on anything.
Fortunately, ding-a-ling is taped down. The clapper is taped down. But you could design other stuff, wooden blocks. So I should have, is there a black one?
There is a black.
Okay.
Yep.
I need a black and a red, and I got to do my logo.
Perfect.
Okay.
We will see the artistry.
Oh, actually, yeah, I should, okay, so black. Oh, my God. I am so bad. I am so bad at this. And then I'm going to do my Mad logo. Oh, these are nice.
Right. These like buttery kind of.
Yeah.
Way yeah.
Wow. Now, do they come in different thicknesses?
They come in two tips. So you just use the bullet tip. There's also a brush tip. So if you want some flexibility in your stroke, you can do the brush.
Color me so intrigued. This is interesting.
We're looking at two different pens.
It's the same pen, different tips. Same
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I smeared mine.
Oh, well, hey, you can use alcohol. Alcohol wipe will take it off if you want to fix it. Or, like I said, they layer, so you can layer on top of it.
And what do they retail for?
A 12 count is $20.
Okay.
And so they have 12 different colors in a pack. And actually, we just launched 12 more colors, so now there's 24 colors.
Okay.
Thanks for trying them out.
I like it. Something new from Sharpie. Ring.
So at the show, she mentioned no bleed through. So I thought we would check that out. And also, Dennis and I were confused. So was it one pen with a different kind of brush at each end? Anyway, this is what they gave us. And I'm looking. I see in the package, they must be talking about two totally different kinds of pens. Okay.
Yeah.
See, this is going to be the fat pen. And then this is, I guess, the
brush. Yeah, the other
one
is a bullet.
The brush end pen. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is the brush pen. Okay. Oh, I like that. That's very nice. And now I have a sheet under this, so we'll be able to, so we can see if it's going to bleed through. Is the green bleeding through? No, look at that. Not at all.
It really is like a paint instead of an ink.
So I can get a color here. Is this going to bleed through?
So this is the heavy duty pen.
All right. You know, this is good. This is very good. Got a heavy duty marker here.
I noticed that the first bullet pen, it looked like it was a white. They gave you a white color, which is funny to use on
white
paper.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah, look at that. The other Sharpie bleeds.
And so what happened?
That's the regular Sharpie.
Like Comic-Cons or something, I will have a stack of these to sign. And when you get a fresh pen, you sign one and it bleeds through. And you can ruin the next.
Wow. I actually, the next I really like this product. I wish. And then did they mention that it looked like she was wearing a hat? I assume it would do great on cloth.
Yes. You could. It was bizarre. You could autograph wooden blocks. You could autograph hats. You could autograph. Dennis just came down to take out the.
The bell? Oh, yes. The bell. Is it ringing? I think it's a. I think the automatic noise cancellation is cutting it out. Silent to me. It just.
So funny, and it's so loud here. How funny!
That is very funny. I like this graphic. It kind of shows paper, metal, wood, ceramic, glass, rock, canvas. It doesn't say clothes. It doesn't really say cloth. Canvas is close.
Yeah, well, they were the certainly hats.
Yeah. Very cool, though. I really like it a lot because Sharpie, you know, I just like it when a name brand like Sharpie, you know, makes something like this that into the category.
Yes, and as you can see, there's a ton of variations on them. Different kits where you can get both pens.
Right. Where you can just get like a pen or, those are the other sets. But yeah, absolutely. I think this is pretty cool. Let's see if this, here are the Sharpie page on it. Got their earth tones. Yeah, lots of options. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Excellent. Excellent.
Excelente.
Going back, so we talked briefly last week that Hamilton Beach is branching out, and at a different Hamilton Beach event, I found... Well, I'll show you. You would not expect to find this at a Hamilton Beach show. Take a peek.
Something new in neck pillows.
Neck pillows?
Exactly what? From Melanie.
Yes, hi. Nice to meet you both. So we are Cabo. We are a travel brand accessory company. And our latest neck pillow, the Evolution X, just launched this spring.
Is this right from Hamilton Beach?
That adjusts to you, not yourself, to the pillow. So there's three ways to adjust this pillow. The first being the front closure right here. You can cinch it in depending on how tight or loose you like it. The second being you can change the height of the neck pillow. So you can shift the lobes downwards or upwards depending on the taller neck or shorter neck. And the third being you can adjust the circumference of your pillow. So in this back zipper hidden here, there's a Velcro. You can pull it depending on if you want a tighter, smaller neck pillow, or you can loosen it up depending on if you have a wider neck and you want it a little more of a loose fit.
Okay, and earbud friendly?
Earbud friendly, so you can wear it over the headphones as well as earbuds and kind of shift the pillow around to make sure you can still hear your beautiful music when you're on the go.
Okay, and these retail for?
This is $49.99. We sell on Cabo.com as well as Amazon. The cover is machine washable, so you can move the cover, throw it in the wash, so it's fresh for your next trip. And then we also have a case that's sold separately. So this additional $12.99 compacts your pillow down, zip it right up. You can attach it to your luggage and take it on the go.
Is this in there?
This is in here, compacts down to a third of the size.
Great. And the other thing I wanted to see.
Of course. Yes. So this is our Evolution Kids Next Pillow. This comes in three different varieties. We have kittens, we have pandas, and we have puppies. These are made from our pet fabric, which is derived from recycled plastic bottles.
Oh, so great.
It's eco-friendly on the cover. And they're great for kids ages 3 and up. And it retails at $24.99. They're great and safe for kids. So you have anything, you can just pull and it'll come right out.
Oh.
And there's a little Velcro that can cover it if they're not using it. So you just cover it over so it still stays sticky.
Very, very cute. And these are out now, too?
These are out now, too, yes.
Oh, I think it's great. Some wonderful stuff for kids and adults.
Interesting. Would have never thought. Interesting. Okay, well, a neck pillow. I think that these are pretty cool. I mean, I like a good travel pillow. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like the ones for kids. It's okay. Boy, this company makes a ton of stuff.
Yeah. They are in the neck pillow business. Wow. But yeah, I like that a lot. I think that that's really, really cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, yeah.
with that, let's get...
Oh boy.
Crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie diggy dee. Let's see, can I... Oh my gosh, okay. We are in disco theme month, and I recorded a video earlier of my gadget, so let's check it out.
Okay, so we are back with another disco gadget, and this one is one of these disco spotlights. Just came in this box, so I'm gonna kinda unbox it really fast as we're talking about it. So I actually have a disco spotlight already on the set, because what is more disco than a disco ball? Ooh. And to really make a disco ball pop, you really have to point a spotlight at it. Just the light in the room doesn't add a lot of, you know, this glitter effect that you're looking for with a spotlight or with a disco ball. So I actually have a spotlight installed. You can kind of see the spotlight here. I'm just using this piece of foam just to show you. And it's mounted up there. And what we're looking for is a very, very directional beam, right? We want one beam of light sort of aiming at the disco ball. And you can even see without the spotlight, that ball is pretty underwhelming. And then obviously with it, it's a lot more exciting. So... that was the inspiration, and we found this one. This is a 10-watt spotlight, and the cool thing about this is that it has the ability to change the light
color.
This current one that I use, it only has white. So this one can change colors, which is really cool. So I can change the color of the light. It also has this really weird, like, focusing ring, which I didn't even have to do on the other one. So I'm curious to see what the heck that is all about. It comes with, looks like a little bit of a mounting screw, and then the remote. So I'm gonna get this kind of installed, and then we'll test it out. And what'll be cool is now we'll have, hopefully, two spotlights, if it works, on the disco ball, which will add even more sparkles to it. So let's get down. Okie dokie, so here it is out of the box. One thing to point out is that this little screw kind of can be installed on either side. This mounting bracket is annoying because this hole is massive. It is really, really large, which has actually been difficult to find, like, a typical screw that would fit it.
Yeah. I was looking
for washers, couldn't really find them. So I never really found a great place to mount this. Another thing I noticed was this power cord is really, really short, especially when you're trying to, like, get it to a spot that would be a good, like, place to point the light at. This, like, almost 3 to 4 foot cord is pretty annoying when I was trying to aim it around. Okay, so let's take a look at it. We'll go ahead and turn it on with the remote. And I'll go ahead and point it over there. So it has a few different modes. It has jump, gradual, and breathe. So here is jump, where it kind of cycles through a whole bunch of colors. Gradual would fade between them like a rainbow. Never stop. The light is always constant. And then there's breathe, which also will cycle through colors, but you'll notice it'll turn off. It'll go to dark every time it goes off. There's only 3 colors you can choose, or 4 colors, I guess. Green, red, blue, and white. Those are the only ones that are, like, available on the remote there. And then you can, if you have any of these 3 modes selected, you can change the speed. Oh, I guess there's a mode button. Wait a second. What does this mode button do? Does it just jump between? I guess it just jumps between the 4 colors that you can choose. That's all the mode button does. So there you go. Now, let's see, how would it look pointed at our disco ball? Right now, I don't really have a good mount, so I'm just going to put it here on the table and point it up there. Wow. There you go. Honestly, this isn't that great of a spot because it's getting a little bit of there you go. So there's green. Let's turn this on to gradual here. Sorry, I'm gonna get a better way to
grab that. Oh, there you go. Gradual. And now with two lights pointed at it, you get a double glitter effect. And here, I'm going to turn these lights this to just red there. You can kind of see there's a red and a white glitter on the wall, which is kind of cool. And so we can change that to blue or something like that. Pretty, pretty cool. Compared to the other light, here, I'll put it on at white. And I can kind of, it's actually, I would say, brighter than the other light. Now, right now, it is a little bit closer because my arm only reaches so far. But it is a very, very bright light. Now, what does this, here's what I really want to figure out. What does this thing do? Does it make the beam tighter? Oh, I spun it off. Well, there we go. Is that just defining the edge, I wonder? It does. It seems like it makes the edge a little softer versus crisp. Maybe the beam gets wider. The beam is getting a bit more focused, so I guess it's a focus ring. Yeah. So anyway, all in all, for $20, I found it to be a fun little spotlight here. Definitely very, very bright. I even saw a few 20-watt options if you need an even brighter spotlight. So there you go. A crappy little spotlight for our crappy little disco.
I think that's pretty nice.
There you go. So yeah, I like it. I do want to find a place to mount it eventually. That it'd be nice to add a second color up there. Still working on that, and I'll have to find a little extension cord for it. Like I mentioned earlier, here it is on Amazon just for $19, and you can get a pack of them if you want like a ton of them. And there's a lot of these types around, especially these type of like multiple things. Here's the other one that I have. This is the one that I think I purchased before, $17.
Oh yeah,
but it only just does a single color. And also, I believe that one has a very short cord as well. Very, very short. Power cord. So I guess these all just kind of have short power cords. Now I'm seeing that. It does say that is a 3-watt versus the 10-watt. So it's about a third, give or take, the light level. Okie dokie.
If you want 8 of them, Scooter X found 8 for $83.
Let's check this out.
Let's see if it has the same crappy bass.
Looks like it, yeah. It does look same crappy bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's them.
That is them. Oh, it is, Chad. It's a focusing ring.
Yeah, the focusing ring.
Yeah,
okay.
Excellent. Pretty, I like it.
Pretty
like
cool.
It.
With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
What do you got for us?
I have something that we picked up at the warehouse, at Dick's Gadget Warehouse, from 2004.
Whoa. And here it is.
If you've been watching the GizWiz for years, you probably heard us talking about a long-gone company, Wild Planet. They made really fun spy toys and robotics.
Kid,
and
like,
at one point, they teamed up with
kid
Gap
stuff
to produce the Gap Hoodio, okay? The Hoodio, this is 2004. The Hoodio was a integrated radio and speaker system. Kind of weird. But the warehouse giveth... the Wild Planet Hoodio.
Wow. And you still have it in the Gap bag. That's insane.
In the bag. It's gonna be small.
It was $68. All right. Check it out. Built-in tuner and volume control. Oh!
Whoa!
So all the controls are on the sleeve.
What? Are they capacitive? They seem metal. Oh, that's crazy.
So, chat room. Oh, this is a brand new. Look at this. Oh, okay. You know what? I'm not going to assemble it because it's more of a collector's item in the original way. It shows you in the diagram where to put the speakers and where to put the transmitter.
That is so funny.
This is pretty neat. Let me just see if it's in a
on off.
Both can fit it.
Scan up and down. Scan the radio.
This has all those hanging. Oh, it's I guess a kid size. Oh yeah.
That thing on your arm though looks pretty high tech.
And it has two more speakers pre-mounted in the hood.
Oh, like headphones.
$68 in 2004, 21 years ago. I bet you that's like $180 or something now. But
only $115.
If you're a collector, you know, I might give this, you know, Mo found that toy museum. This might be something really neat for them. And I don't even know, this FM radio is still with us, right?
Yeah, I know. It kind of seems like that
something,
spectrum would be gone by now.
Built in. It has two speakers sewn into the hood, but then you have to add two more speakers. And the little, looks like you can't attach something.
I could not find an audio in, so you can't
Like your own music.
Music from an outside
source.
This is
pretty neat. This is a real find. A never ever used 21-year-old Gap Wild Planet Hoodio. Extra, extra large.
Child.
14th style. Fun stuff at the warehouse. And there it is. Gap for kids.
Wow, what a archival find. That is insane. That's crazy.
I did give it to Mo to bring to that toy museum that he discovered, like 6 months ago. They should love it. And it's very clever. I was reading the instructions. The speakers, you just click them in place, and the snaps are wired, pre-wired.
Ah.
And the snaps carry what little bit of voltage is needed for the speakers to work.
Oh, that is cool.
So I thought, oh my God, you have to bring wires.
Right. Just charge each speaker individually or something.
Yeah. Just click them in and they will start playing. It's very clever.
That is so funny. 2004, right on the cusp.
Yep.
Right as the iPod is like landing and taking off, and
that's probably what killed it.
Yeah, I don't know if kids wanted the FM radio at the time, but pretty cool. I mean, you can't define a more gadgety gadget than that.
Yes,
I mean, that's pretty gadgety
in its original bag. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. I'm surprised you might have a eBay find if you hadn't given it away. Right? Anyway, pretty cool. That is a really sick gadget. That is really cool. With that, let's head into the letter.
Now, so Phil in Toronto says, I love your show, and he knows that we like silly things. So he says, on Saturday, The biggest race in Canada is being run. It is called the King's Plate. It's a horse race.
Ooh.
Now, owners of horses have fun when they name their horses. None of these horses are in a big race, but they have great names. The first one is Splashy Gizmo.
Oh, we should bet on that one.
Yes. Splashy Gizmo is the offspring of Giant Gizmo and Splash of Gold. Okay.
Oh.
So that's pretty good.
Could have been
that's
Golden Gizmo.
Oh, it could have been. It could have been.
Splashy Gizmo.
The offspring of the stallion Mendelssohn and the mare Reluctant Bride has been named Shotgun Wedding. Okay. $10 on Shotgun Wedding.
That's a good one.
And the final horse is a Miss Gizmo, who was mated with Don't Miss Chrissy, and the offspring is called Aim Don't Miss.
Aim Don't Miss.
Don't Miss.
So that's awesome. I like the names.
Phil in Toronto. Phil, they're very funny. They're very funny.
That's great. Not to make this all about Taylor Swift, but Travis Kelce bought a horse recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taylor's boyfriend bought a horse. Can you guess the name? You're not going to guess the name. Here it is. Swift Delivery.
Oh, that's funny. That's very
dating
good.
Taylor Swift. Yeah, that was a pretty good name. Given the circumstance.
I think that's very good.
I like the name.
You know, but before I forget.
Yes.
I think the lack of videos is we keep forgetting to do the video plug.
I know. We need to. Folks. Yes,
so now.
We're near the end of the show, so you don't have much more to listen to. Right as you're listening to the last of the Gizwiz, plan.
Yes, exactly.
Plan
exactly.
How.
Okay. If you have an old gadget or even a new gadget, any gadget, okay, that you'd like to tell us about, 1 to 3 minutes, make a video, use your phone, horizontal format. You can be in it if you want. Just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. You'll win the current issue of Mad Magazine. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there is a drop-down menu. You can click Unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And that's what we need. So mail us the URL, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we would love it if someone who's never done it before makes a video for us, okay? Very simple, all right? Just aim at the gadget and talk.
Exactly.
Anything. New gadget, old gadget. And we especially love, like the jacket there. A gadget you have stuck up on a shelf or down in the cellar. You have no use for it. At least share it and we'll have fun with it here at Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Find the inspiration for your video in your junk drawer. We know you have one.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
We know it exists somewhere in your house. You got the drawer full of the old gadgets. Can't toss out.
Yeah.
That's what we want, folks. So, yes, please video over. I want to say thank you to Phil for the letter. And then also thank you to all our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting us every single episode. You guys rock. You guys rule. Look at us. This is right as we became independent. And since then, we've been independent for years. So thank you so much to everybody who supports us over at Patreon. We really appreciate it. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/Gizwiz. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon banner or tab at the top of the website. Click on that. It'll take you to a page with a big old Patreon banner. You can click anywhere there. If you don't want to give via Patreon, and some people prefer a different method, PayPal is an option. There's a tiny little link there to PayPal on that Patreon page on our website, gizwiz.tv. Speaking of GizWiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, the live stream will just update on the website. Feel free to join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of folks who we absolutely adore. And if you miss the live stream, all of our episodes are there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts or all over the internet. So find them out there in the interwebs. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, different top level domain, .tv, podcast website, .biz, Dickie D's website, where you can find articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or reminder about that home plunge, cool plunge machine that costs $3,000, there you go. You got it at gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? It's the game online, the game show online, where you get to guess this gadget. Maybe you've seen it before, maybe you haven't, but you can always make up an answer. I'm not making this one up. That one is a space wrench from the future. Not making it up, folks. I'm not making that up. That is a space wrench from the future. If you think you know what it is, get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines. Is this
it? You may have noticed I ducked out for a minute because I just got, this is what you'll be playing
dun,
for.
Dun, dun, dun.
The October issue, Mad Science.
That just writes itself.
Alpha's getting panned.
Oh, no. Who is that? That looks like the ghost of, like, Harry Truman or something.
I don't know. That's Alpha? Yeah. Ooh. And I think the beaker with the straw is new Pepsi with cane sugar.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's what you'll be playing for.
That's great. October signed by Dickie D himself. So get a plan. Gizwiz.biz. For the next issue. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.